Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You know it's school time when you hear the old school bell up in the tower ringing away, and you need to get your seats and get out your Bible and sit by your radio and turn it up and be a student in this school. Now, you know a lot of the Bible already, and I like to begin when I can with a Bible question and then read the answer right out of the text. This is the Bible question for today's class. Who knows the answer? You may raise your hand if you wish. What was the name of Noah's three sons? And I should use that plural. What was the names of Noah's three sons? Now, if you know that answer, make a note of that, and we'll read the answer out of the text in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's get to our Bible question. Do you know the names of Noah's three sons? Well, many of you do, and if you don't, you should. I'm going to read that to you now. And I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 5, verses 28 through 32. And the answer comes at the end of the chapter, the last words of Genesis chapter 5 and verse 32. Here's what we read. Lamech lived 182 years and begat a son. And he called his name Noah, saying, the same shall comfort us in our work and in the toil of our hands which he commandeth, because of the ground which Jehovah hath cursed. And Lamech lived after he begat Noah 595 years, and all the days of Lamech were 777 years. And he died, and Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begat Shem, Ham, and Japheth. So there's the answer to the question. The names of Noah's three sons was Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now from here, you may want to get your Bible and follow along. I'm going to read the story of Noah and the ark, and of the rainbow which came at the end. This is a well-known story, and it's told no better than it is simply in the Bible that we have before us. You may want to get your Bible and follow along. And if you're using the King James Version, you'll be able to follow along very closely to the translation I am reading from. I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901, and the translators of the American Standard Version highly respected and preserved the old Tyndale style that is found in the King James Version, and so they read right along together very well. And I'm going to begin reading in Genesis chapter 6, and we're going to read all the way through to Genesis 9 and verse 19. And I'm going to give myself the liberty to stop and make comments along the way as I feel appropriate. So Genesis chapter 6 and verse 1. It came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the ground, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair. And they took them wives of all that they chose. And Jehovah said, my spirit shall not always strive with man forever, for that he also is flesh, yet shall his days be 120 years. The Nephilim were in the earth in those days, and also after that when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same were mighty men that were of old, men of renown. Now that's a strange word we read, the Nephilim. The King James Version translates that giants. And in the old Jewish fables, they used to teach that these sons of God were angelic beings that came down and impregnated earthly human women, and thus these giants were born, these sort of godlike men, and sort of a mix of these men. It's a Jewish fable. The Bible does not teach that. In fact, the Bible warns us about Jewish fables. But then that doesn't answer the question, who were these sons of God, and who were these daughters of men? You know, in the New Testament, in the book of Luke, we read that Adam was a son of God. He was not an angelic being. And those men that were born to Adam, the boys that were born to Adam and Eve, and then that followed after them and their grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-great-grandchildren, that Adam lived to see those, they would have been sons of God through Adam. And we know who the daughters of men were because it tells us that they were born to men. And so I'm thinking that the sons of God and the daughters of men are simply a way of talking about the males and the females that were born in that period of time before the flood, the men and the women that were born. And they're given this expression so we know where they come from. And those children that were born to them were mighty men of old, men of renown. And we read about some of those when we were studying Cain. The keeper of cattle that dwelled in tents, the metallurgist, Tubal Cain, and his musical instruments that he made, men that became famous, and men that were mighty. And sometimes we talk about men that are giants in their field, not necessarily of physical stature, but recognized as great men in the endeavors that they did. And so it was before the flood. These sons of God and daughters of men had children that became as giants in what they did. Men of old, men of renown. And that seems to be the best explanation for these words. But though these men became mighty in material things, they failed terribly in spiritual things. Let me continue reading. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5. Jehovah saw that the wickedness of man was very great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented Jehovah that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the ground, both man and beast and creeping things and birds of heavens, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of Jehovah. Two things very interesting here. One, God said, it repenteth me that I have made man. Have you ever thought about God repenting? You know, usually when we think about repentance, we think of a turn from that which is sinful to that which is righteous. The Bible tells us that except we repent, we shall perish. And it's not just sorrow for sin. We have to make a change in our heart that we're no longer going to follow after sin, but we're going to follow after God. And then as John the Baptist said, we bring forth fruits, meat for repentance. That is, our lives should respect and reflect the repentance that we have made in our heart. But repentance simply means a change of mind. And it is amazing to me that we read that the mighty God, the infinite God, infinite in all wisdom and understanding and eternally knowing all things, and yet God himself repented. Not that he turned from something that was wicked to something that was good, but he changed his mind. He had made man, and it grieved him the way man was behaving, and he was sorry he'd done it. He repented God that he had made man, and he decided he would destroy man. But it says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, Noah found favor in the eyes of Jehovah. In the King James Version, that word favor is translated grace. Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And so sometimes people say, well, there's no grace in the Old Testament. Oh, really? Well, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. And the way the American Standard Version translates that word helps us understand what grace is. It is favor. I know the little Sunday school definition that we talk about, grace, is unmerited favor. Well, the word grace simply means favor. That it is unmerited is not in the word, but in the context. And certainly any time we're talking about God's grace toward man, we're not talking about something that man can merit. There's no way that man could merit God's favor. But God bestows his favor on men, and he bestows it upon whom he will. And it is God's choice that he will show grace to those who will believe and obey his will. That's what Noah did. And because Noah believed and obeyed God and tried to follow God's will, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. Or as the American Standard Version says, he found favor in the eyes of Jehovah. Let me continue reading. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a righteous man and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Room shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without, and with pitch. This is how thou shalt make it. The length of the ark, 300 cubits. The breadth, 50 cubits. And the height of it, 30 cubits. A light thou shalt make in the ark, and a cubit shalt thou finish it upward. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with the lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And I, behold, I do bring the flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven. Everything that is in the earth shall die. But I will establish my covenant with thee, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of the birds after their kind, and the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing of the ground after its kind. Two of every sort shall come into thee to keep alive. And take thou unto thee all the flood that is, all the food that is eaten, and gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according all that God commanded him, so did he.